last time on Painted Black.
We got Gishon Morris.
Oh, man.
Is he black?
One.
Yep.
Is he black?
Just had to make sure.
Scottish. There's a white
Gishon. Dan Smith. Is he white? Like,
right.
Come on.
Right.
You have to be a little open-minded anyway when you're dating a porno star. Having her sleep with another dude shouldn't be like...
A shocker?
The end of the world. It shouldn't be like the end of the world.
Thank you. Oh my god, Luke brought it today. He got Dos Santos news. Go back to it.
He is derpy.
Oh my god, he's cross-eyed. I'd like to fight the foot.
I want to beat the sweater.
That's probably why they had all the stupid ass toppings.
Bubblegum.
Like, fuck, who let Dos Santos order the pizza?
I want a stink bug!
Who put Legos on this shit? Baby Maze by
Brian Katz.
Yeah, by Brian Katz.
Katz Enterprises.
There's nobody
Baby
else.
And
Maze.
Your favorite Disney characters would be the dispenser. It's like, be like Mickey, but like he squeezes his head. He's like,
no. I got a 2-year-old nephew that would work beautifully. If you just held a Buzz Lightyear in front of his face and then spritzed him, he wouldn't know what the fuck is happening.
Infinity and beyond, you little shit.
Today is the day for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives. Today is the day for tomorrow and then, so we can keep this party going for the rest of our lives.
Welcome back to the Weekend Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Bird.
Theme song hasn't even ended. And I look across the table and Brian's just hoisting a giant tequila bottle, dumping it in his glass.
Guys, it may get wild tonight. It's tequila night.
This is the first time I've had tequila in a while.
Nice. Arriba!
It's not a good thing.
Although,
just
you did sound...
You
sounded slightly more Hispanic just then, so...
It's me or Pete?
Him. No. He's getting back to his roots.
First time I had tequila in a while.
Right.
Man, I'm so sleepy.
I just got cast in an action of Robert Rodriguez movie.
El Mariachi.
Anyway, Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
We are at 99. Next time you hear us, we'll be at 100 episodes.
Shit. That means we got to set something up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That Justin song's got to be done. Like, it's done.
You got 1 week. You've had all year. This is how Lou works. We give him all year to do something, and then 1 week before deadline,
crunches
he's got to crank it out.
I'm the king of crunch time, though.
Are you?
And the, what's the opposite of king for the rest of the year?
You are the serf. Actually, no, serf works hard. You're like a baron. It's like a. It's
you're
a
like
noble.
A jester.
No, a baron's a noble that's not like a high-ranking noble.
Anyway, let's finish the intro. You heard him. That's Lou.
Yeah.
And Andy B. Rules is back.
Hey there.
Anyway, back to you, Lou. You're not so much a baron or a duke. You're more of like a
layabout
livestock.
That's accurate, I think.
What kind of livestock would he be?
He just rests in his own filth most
probably
of
like
the year.
One of the fainting sheep. I'm guessing.
Comatose.
He's one of those screaming goats.
At any moment,
I would hate a screaming goat. They have screaming. There's actual screaming goats.
Look it up, dude.
Like, ah!
Yeah, you don't know the screaming goats? Yeah.
I'm shocked that they're species. Right. Like, because goats are like, a species that has been conquered by men. Anything that screams like that would have been killed long ago, I feel.
Lou, real quick, just go on YouTube.
He's calling for help.
See if you can find audio of a screaming goat. Brian needs to hear this now.
We could we could slaughter our cow or this fucking goat that's been yelling all
and
day.
And they have human screams, which is extra unsettling.
All right.
This is super important that he finds this right now.
My buddy's neighbor had a dog that sounded like a dude just saying, woof. Woof. And I'm like, who's the asshole doing that?
Some like lazy ass dog. Woof.
Bark.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's not it. That's what the goat's doing?
Wait.
Creepy ass goat.
Yeah.
That's it there.
No. That's Taylor Swift, right? That's Taylor Swift.
That's the goat.
Them shits. I would just gone out there with a fucking 9mm and just started popping them.
Alright, so that's definitely the goat, but I don't know about the one that was like, whoa!
I found that so unsettling, too.
So I go to my neighbor's house, too. I'm like, you got any little screaming goats? Yeah, I have a whole flock of them. All right, yeah, okay. Pop, 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 pop. Right. They need to go.
That shit straight sounded like when Ren is scared out of his mind.
When he sees the fat lady at the top of the burning building, he's like, right, passes out. Yeah. That, like, don't jump, don't jump. I can't even have, dude, animal, any animal that makes noise is just awful.
Do you still have it up? Do you still have it up?
Wait, so you gonna go more?
I'm gonna hear it again.
What can I do for you?
That's so creepy. That's the goat.
No.
Oy.
Yeah.
It's awful. Alright, I gotta pause
it. It's like Japanese porno.
It does sound like...
It does because they don't enjoy sex, I don't know.
No, I can never even jack it to a Japanese porno because it's just like, is someone getting raped in this thing? Am I missing something?
It sounds like they're in pain all the time.
I know, right?
And why is everything pixelated?
Bro, why is it blurred out? Why can't I see puss and dick? Like, and they're getting raped!
And dick.
Because, well, anything. Well, if, look, here's my thing. Here's my thing, right?
That'd be hilarious.
Porn would you want it, like a full.
But the dick?
No, but
like, so many jokes I want to make, but I'm afraid that Lou's going to chop them out and make them sound
bites. Here's my thing. Like, would you really. Like, it'd be off putting. Like, you're trying to jack it, and all of a sudden it's like perfectly fine pussy, and then it's like this blurred out dick going into it. It's like, whoa, what happened?
No,
what happened
to the dick? Think,
fucking the Minecraft guy looks like.
Yeah, right?
I think I'm okay with blurry dick, though.
No,
I don't particularly want to see dick.
Who wants to? I don't even. Yeah, but it's porno.
I think I find it more, you know, creepy that they're never into it.
The girl screaming for her life is not a cool thing for me.
Never.
While she's like,
the only time they're into it when it's like some serious deviant shit.
Yeah. And then and seriously, like the Asian porn, shit, like she's not even banging like, you know, like some big black dude. She's banging like an Asian guy who's like 7 inches, like, you know, porno hung for Asians. Right. And it was like, like, dude, come on, lady, you're not that messed up by that.
Right.
Like, I've seen girls take a big old dick, like, and they didn't scream half as bad.
We now know what kind of porn Brian's googling.
I mean, no one at home saw him like grab his hands at, like 6 inches and 12 inches.
It's like it's bigger than my microphone. It's right. It's pretty big, longer, way longer too. All right,
let's do news.
Okay.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios. Here is the news.
Bob, this is the tequila night for me. So like,
hang in.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Buckle up.
Tequila.
I like how that was followed by a pause. Like, yeah. This is the kill night.
I'm in the studio tonight wearing bandoleros and a poncho. And
you're wearing a gold chain and no sleeves like you always do.
Oh, I see you decided to step out of your plaid tonight.
The fucking...
No, this is his...
This is going
his backup
date
outfit.
Night shirt.
The Roddy Piper.
The Roddy Piper.
It's got Spider-Man on.
I know, but it's the Roddy Piper color scheme.
I like it.
At least front, it's got sleeves. On the front, Spider-Man's trying to whip him a new shirt. Like, all right, let's go with the news.
All right, so let me ask you guys a question. Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest thing you've done to impress a girl? Anything come to mind?
To impress a girl?
Yeah, anything weird? That like, oh wow, that was stupid. I never should have done that.
I usually just nod my head and smile to what they're saying.
Right.
That's all you need.
Like, to impress a girl, I mean...
And then out there. Maybe some 80s movies, like, inspired you or something.
No, I never got a boombox and just, right.
Stood in the rain.
Yeah.
Lloyd Dobler'd him.
No.
Yeah, I was...
I never played some, was it Genesis? Or no, it's the other guy. It's...
I don't fucking...
It's Phil Collins. Phil Collins.
I'm gonna never let you go.
Rick rolled him?
Yep.
Well, this dude in Minnesota thought he might get noticed when he jacked off into the...
I'm rich! Oh, it wasn't that?
No. He shot a load into her coffee.
She said cream. She did say cream.
You know, extra cream.
Was he a barista?
I don't think so. He's just a coworker, and they worked at a hardware store.
Oh, man. She got hit with a hardware store?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he has been arrested.
No shit.
For repeatedly Admitting that he... Alright, so homeboy admitted that he repeatedly jerked off on the desk and into her coffee because he was attracted to her and wanted her to notice.
Okay, here's my thing. He repeatedly did it. Like, the first time she did it, she wasn't like... She's like,
this is cum.
This coffee tastes great.
It seems... Well, you know what? I know somebody...
Who did this, right?
This coffee tastes like my ex-boyfriend.
It wasn't coffee, but it was like this girl had her hummus, which is already disgusting.
I already don't know.
Her hummus?
Hummus.
But he jacked in her hummus?
Yeah. Like he was,
she's an idiot then. That's two different colors, textures.
But no, he did mix it up.
It doesn't matter.
Here's the thing, though. It was...
Putting those, like...
It was, like, a photo finish.
A bunch of fresh naan in there. It's like...
Because she came... She came home, like...
Get some pita chips.
Literally, like, 30 seconds after he replaced it in the fridge. And then had at it.
So it's like a zany teen comedy for a horrible pervert that you're friends with.
Yeah.
This was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't me.
That's how you met your wife.
No. I couldn't... I don't know. I can't... I don't think I could get it up in front of a...
Hummus?
Just produce? For a bowl of hummus. Like,
it's some deviant bullshit.
Look, I want to say I would never do that, but I could definitely get it up for a bowl of hummus.
Okay. But ever since then, I have not been able to go... Not that I did before, but I'm never going to go near hummus. Like, it's gross.
It's not like everyone's hummus is in danger. It's just that one chick who's being stalked by a pervert. Right, no,
she wasn't being stalked. It was like a revenge
thing. Fuck you, Sabra! Your hummus is all tainted.
What, it's supposed to be some type of prank?
It wasn't a prank. It was like...
If you eat me, you love me.
It was like... You've been a bitch this month. Take that.
Oh, he's not... Oh, he wasn't about her? He was like...
No, it was like a...
fuck you?
It was a fuck you, Jack.
We have a friend who beat off in another friend's shampoo bottle.
His hair never came out shinier.
His hair did look like, great afterwards.
I think I've heard that it's supposed to help your hair.
Oh, this sucks. I can't jack off to this.
He said to the hummus.
He probably had a lot of shine and bounce that month.
Okay, so he's in jail, right? He's definitely a sexual predator. Yeah.
So,
you're the hummus guy, huh? Bend over.
No, this is the coffee guy.
Wow, it says that he finished on her desk four times. And then...
Where did they work?
And then... It's a hardware store. And then you used...
Desk? You mean like a saw table?
Probably
That's why he was doing an extra risk.
I assume she's a manager.
Try to get as close as you can to the saw and jack it.
Right.
It's dangerous. And then, I love my danger boner.
Apparently used her scrunchies to clean it up.
That's not really absorbent. He was just like... It's like a little drip. Yeah.
Come. It says... she eventually caught him at her desk, hands on his crotch, and then he said he looked like a deer in headlights.
How long was he doing it before he got caught?
I love what he said. He did it a couple times, not necessarily a time frame.
Man, this girl must be crushed after learning this shit.
It's like, oh, that's why my coffee's been so weird lately.
Like, this
is... why my desk is so sticky.
I'm not trying to be dick.
It's a weird substance.
But seriously, the first time...
Well, my scrunchies are getting caught in my hair.
I feel like the first time I took a sip of coffee, I'd be like, this coffee tastes like cum.
Like, I said...
Are you familiar with the flavor?
I know cum, man. Like, just, I jacked off a million times in my life. Like, you know what? Someone jacked off my coffee, guys. Like, seriously, who did it? Not cool.
It says that... She had noticed recently, prior to the event, that...
Shiny hair.
That, no.
Beautiful, luxurious curls.
Tasted weird, but then she initially wrote it off as, like, bad creamer.
I'll say it was.
Right. Yo, this tastes like flies and piss, yo. All right, next one.
That was gross.
That was nasty. All right. This one's a gem. Man stabs roommate for being too loud... ... during a threesome.
Now, you can never be too loud during a threesome. Is it the devil's three-way, or is it the good three-way?
Devil's gotta be.
So it's two gentlemen, I assume these two gentlemen and a lady.
Yeah. And, it said, well, where do you guys think this is from? What area?
Threesomes? It's gotta be a progressive place, so I'm going to say California.
It's got Florida.
My man.
It's got Florida written all over it.
No, no, no.
This is actually a tough one to peg. Texas.
Texas really? Is a wild card.
A guy, a girl, and a steer. We're all banging.
Because Texas, you got a few cities and a lot of dirt. That's about it. It's a huge state of nothing.
It's God's country out there.
Yeah.
It's, they say that. Just like they got America's team. They're very full of themselves.
Oh, sorry. It's your lips. It's so good. We're going to have Texas. To... Texas. Whatever the audio equivalent of printing a retraction is, I'm going to do that because I just read the story. All right, so this weird dude who looks like... who did I say he looked like? Dude from Wings?
Oh,
Thomas Hayden Church.
Roach from Demon Knight.
Sandman.
With a pretty bad mugshot. He looks like he's doing like the Elvis, like uh-huh.
The guy from Sideways. Like the,
that's it.
Not the Paul Giamatti.
So the dude who got stabbed was just trying to have a great birthday, and he decided to do it with two chicks.
Oh.
Oh, so it's a good three-way.
Oh.
His
right.
jealous roommate comes in and asks them to keep it down, and I guess, I don't know, it's just too much.
Because, you know, when you're banging two chicks and your roommate comes and says, can you just be quiet? You're on cloud nine. You're like, shut the fuck up, roommate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blow me too. So he might have caught some of that. That's why the roommate might have got a little jaded.
That was almost a very happy birthday for this guy.
Almost.
Yeah. But, he didn't get to finish.
He's
no.
You don't ask his questions, the opposite.
Oh, wow. That's all there is
to So he got stabbed up.
Yeah, it wasn't life-threatening, though. I mean, he went to the hospital, but he'll be all right. You know, hopefully he can have a recovery sex or something.
Recovery sex. Nice.
I mean, that's a thing, right?
No.
No, it's not.
All right, so that's not fair.
I've heard of makeup, breakup.
So,
recovery sex.
Recovery.
Hey, man, I just got my AIDS cocktail. You want to bang?
Listen.
Let's pop these stitches.
Ra-ta-ta-ta.
Right. For the ladies... If you want to make push presents a thing, consider recovery sex.
if push presents are a thing, though, who made that?
They're
thing?
Trying to. Women.
Some bitches, I mean guys, gave their wife a present when they had a baby. It's like, hey, you did what you were meant to do. Great.
Yeah.
You fulfilled God's plan.
So, is it cool if I bang strange then? I did what I meant to do, spread the seed. Like, come on.
In the Bible.
Do I get a present?
Go nope. for the multiple.
I cheated on you twice. Where's my present?
Right.
I want my medal.
I cheated on you twice. Where's my present?
Do you know where my... Do you know
I want push... that in my vows.
Do you know how many push presents I'm giving out this year? Like three.
We're going to a wedding tomorrow.
Yes.
I hope that's said at some point.
By the way, coin phrase, Brian Katz, I cheated on you twice.
Where's my push present?
Where's my present?
Right. You know what? Like,
is that what a push present is?
When you push out a baby.
When you have a kid, they're supposed to get you something like super crazy and just ridiculous. Because you're doing what nature intended you to do.
I bet my brother did that lame shit.
It's terrible. What,
my brother didn't do that shit.
Are you talking about the one that was a guest?
No, the other one.
Not Adam. Eric.
All right, good. Good. Because I didn't think he would do that.
No, that's not an Adam thing.
But
Adam would put a cigar out on her.
One time... I took this monster shit, and like afterwards I was like, wow,
here's your push present.
I deserve a push
present. I fucking deserve a present after that.
Ankles in the air, cheeks spread,
like I thought I was gonna cry.
Right.
And afterwards I was sweating and shit. I was like, wow, I deserve something good.
Thank you for the details of your poo.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's go on to the next one here.
Okay. So, Miley Cyrus is Scourge of the Earth.
A what?
Scourge of the Earth.
Oh, well, she's a stupid hoe. She's not a scourge of the earth.
Isn't she ruining...
She's not endorsing push presents. She's endorsing hoeness. I love her. She's
what
my
do you
people.
Think leads
I don't care for.
To push presents?
Oh, what? She's making songs about banging dudes to
being
parties.
Being
like, the music's garbage.
Who
she
cares
got no
about
ass.
Look, even Kesha. Like,
tongue's
her,
always sticking out like a weirdo.
Her music sucks, but basically all she sings about is getting totally blacked out drunk and fucking someone she shouldn't.
I couldn't
respect
name
Kesha.
You a Kesha song.
Respect Kesha. Mm-hmm. All of her songs are like, got blacked out drunk and fucked a homeless man. It was like...
Title track.
Title track. Single.
Right.
Anyway, so, what did Miley Cyrus do?
It's not... Well, she ruined America's youth, but what this led to
was... Oh, yeah, fuck her for the twerking thing.
Yeah. This is what that's about.
Oh, come on.
No, but leave it to a 94-pound white girl to introduce twerking to the nation and make that a phenomenon.
I'm fine with that. Girls want to jiggle their asses? I'm cool with it.
I'll so what? That.
Well, the thing is, because girls want to emulate this, you know, she's a role
trollop,
I guess.
Yeah, I please, girls, emulate more trollops.
Right. Not our age bracket. They don't want to do anything anymore.
Well, they
you're talking about your married life.
No. Do girls our age still twerk? Is that a thing?
I've seen some twerking in my day.
All right. You said in your day, so I'm not sure I believe it. You mean back when you were younger? Or recently?
I'm not divulging secrets.
Okay. All right.
You couldn't even handle Molly. She's partying in the USA and you're just chilling.
This is when she was like 14, wasn't it?
She was a child then.
Okay, what's a fucking story?
All right. Yeah, what's the story, man?
Well, Lord, the principal was fed up with it, like the rest of us should be, and canceled homecoming dance because the dancing was too sexualized.
Too much twerking?
Was this a religious school?
What grade?
It was
a high school.
This was a high school?
Yeah. Was it like senior prom or was it like one of those bullshit junior proms?
All the male teachers were just sweating bullets. They were like, look, guys, we can't be here. Like, end the fucking dance. Someone's getting arrested tonight.
We grew up in the wrong fucking generation.
Right?
We grew up in the AIDS years. God damn it.
Wrap it up. They're like, psh, not only take it out.
Twerk it.
Yeah.
Shake it. Jiggle it a little bit. Make it clap. Put it in your mouth.
Wiggle. What? Alright, Lou?
There's not much else to it. She just doesn't like the way kids are bumping and grinding, I guess. Right.
Seems like she's not getting a lot of action.
Probably not.
I mean, just some old prudes. Just some old jealous prudes is canceling high school dances where people just bumping uglies, man.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Protest. I'll just blame Miley. That'll be fine.
Miley? No, I like Miley. She's all for women's rights to be slutty. Everything she does, she does lowers women's status. Like, women get paid less every time she performs.
She's like 10 years away from going back on suffrage movement.
Yeah. She's about 15, 20 more performances before women don't get the vote anymore.
When she's 27, it's all over. We get to take multiple wives again.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
So Molly, fighting women's rights.
One twerk at a time.
One twerk at a time.
All right.
So rub your ass on this Beetlejuice-looking motherfucker.
She made that guy
uncomfortable. I need to subjugate you more.
She made that guy uncomfortable. The guy with the worst song ever and the worst suit ever. It was like, oh my god, this is too much for me.
Yeah, that awful fucking song.
All right, so this next one. This next one's a funny one. Tennessee racist clown is fired.
For being a clown? Like,
for being a racist.
Did the circus,
can you really get fired from being a clown?
Did the circus
or do you just lose your clowning gig?
Was he like blackfacing it or something?
What the hell was that?
It says he was working a dunk tank. And so, you know, normally...
So he's throwing out slurs at people.
Right. So normally they just talk shit. But black people were coming up and then... He was saying things.
Hit me a spade, like,
come on, monkey boy.
It says
take me down.
That he was fired after a black family reported his comments.
What'd he say?
Which include,
too bad you can't dunk to dunk me.
Include, hey, nappy head.
Oh, that's even worse.
He goes, yeah, I'm talking to you, Shanae. you look unbelievable.
Making fun of the girls.
Oh, that's a pun.
And then he says,
he did it with a pun.
Oh,
then he says,
that's right.
You got a cheap weave. You must have got it from Dollar Tree.
You know,
was she wearing a weave?
110%.
Then is that racist or is that observational?
No, making fun
comedy
of women's hair is not cool.
What if you're a clown in a dunk tank? What you got? Well, your job, I guess. But what else you got to lose?
I mean, it's a high. It, you know, you can support. Kids got to eat, man. You know, you're getting dunked.
Yeah.
My kids need a new pair of clown shoes.
So,
that's
So
look, man, that you can't make fun of a woman's hair, especially black women. And their hair are sacred
to them and them alone. Yes.
No.
It's something they'll stab you for.
No. It's seriously, you can't make fun of black women's hair. They'll that's like their tipping point.
All right. Well, you're the authority, so 100% I do bow to you on that one.
In general, women don't like to have their hair made fun of, but black women especially.
Oh yeah.
I feel by the look in your eye that you've made this error.
Well, I mean, an error is a loose comment, but like, no, but like, seriously, I know for a fact, like, black women especially, you can't talk about their hair.
So now, was he being racist or was he being sexist?
Well, kind of both, really. It's a
combination. Well, nappy head is definitely.
You did say nappy head.
Well, nappy, yeah, obviously that's racist.
Shenane.
That's again racist.
Yeah.
Sexist, the weave thing. Well, the fact that she's a woman, I guess it's sexist.
But he did make a low-income joke.
Racist again. That's racist. Mostly he's racist.
Yeah.
But it's sexist because he's making fun of her hair.
Right. I feel
it's like a
yeah, but the racism points kind of outweigh the sexism points here.
Right. Yeah, so 100.
Let's call him a racist, sexist clown.
So he lost his lucrative job as the
dolphin. Lucrative job.
And that was really the only repercussion.
How much was he pulling in a year?
I don't know. They don't have his financials.
I'm just curious what that... I haven't told anybody this, but I'm newly unemployed. Right. So
he's got like a good 4 to 5 corn dog a day habit. So
it's all the corn dog and cotton candy you could eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
All right, what's next?
Let's see. I don't know if I want to go into this one, but I'll just read the headline. Man biking from Maryland to Miami to propose.
Oh, I heard this one.
Stabbed to death. By a
Lance Armstrong.
Man. Right.
Wait, what?
And he's stabbed to death by some homeless dude.
So he's doing this. That's the Matthew McConaughey movie we never saw. Yeah. The grand romantic gesture. That's ending in a ending. Sad homeless stabbing.
Fucking, what's his face?
He's riding his bike cross country to find Kate Hudson and then
dead. Lance Armstrong's like, stop stealing my thunder.
And apparently, the bum just thought the dude was plotting against him and stabbed him.
Oh, 12 speed, life. Huh? 12 speed. That's what we're doing across my little stretch of highway?
Why was he biking under that overpass?
He couldn't answer the 3 riddles and he got stabbed.
What is your name? What is your favorite color? What are you doing on that 12 speed?
What is blind but cannot see?
All right.
The human brain.
I'm guessing
Batman, thank you.
Pete might have this one. Suspect almost evades police, gets busted because he stopped to pet kittens.
Oh, I didn't have this one.
Booking it. It's like, oh, pussy. Right. Look, man, pussy's always brought down the best of us, man.
Not this type of pussy.
It says that
I like him shaved a little bit.
Well, you know, I don't even have to ask you guys where it's from. It's Florida.
So he's being chased by the police. He sees kittens. Some kittens. Ooh, kitten.
Right.
You baby.
Just got finished rubbing his bag on my pet.
Well, hello there, Mr. Boots.
Stabbed.
I'm still on stabbing.
He's playing chopsticks in the piano. I love it.
He thinks he's people.
Yeah. Apparently he evaded them. He ducked into some dude's apartment. Where he ended up just getting sidetracked by kittens and they busted him. Instead of just continuing to bolt.
Escape and leave.
It was adorableness that killed the beast.
There's going to be some interesting story in prison. How do you get caught? Kittens.
Right. Not pussy.
I almost got away.
I got caught up in some pussy.
Man, been there, man.
Me too, my friend. Let's go break rocks. Next story.
All right, let's see. Okay, here we go. 20-year-old driver was on Facebook when she killed a great-grandmother.
Like with a gun or a car?
Car.
That'd be funny. Like, hashtag.
What, she hashtag like ran her over?
Selfie!
Hashtag on fire!
She was too busy Facebooking.
She was lighting her on fire.
Yeah, to drive. And is charged with negligent homicide.
Well, negligent homicide.
I feel like this shit happens all the time, no?
Yeah, but... Good for them. As far as getting arrested and shit, like piece of shit.
Run over old lady, man, with your car.
Although I will say, old lady was
Get the hell out of there!
The old lady was 89 years old.
Old, so she lived a good life.
Yeah,
it was long.
I was gonna say, like, it was coming to a close. So,
well, what if she was
when the family got the announcement that she was dead? Nobody went like,
what was the cause?
It wasn't a hang gliding accident, you know?
Right.
What if it was messed up like Nelson Mandela? Well, she just got out of jail for like fighting for like, you know, rights.
And what rights?
Black rights.
Was she black?
White.
White rights.
White rights. And she was a racist.
Yeah. She's burning crosses.
She was a Klan member, Brian.
And that's why she got run over by a proud black woman.
On Facebook.
Yes. And that's why it was on Facebook. Next story. We got to the bottom of that.
We fixed it, guys.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
We turned a terrible story into a good story. Where an old woman gets run over.
An
old racist woman gets run over by a proud black woman. Good story.
It definitely wasn't the story at all.
I just saw 12 Years a Slave.
Revenge.
Hashtag reparations.
We may as well
hashtag Fassbender's a racist.
We may as well just continue with our racism theme. All right. That's the theme for the night. Racism.
So wait, here, isn't it the theme it's of like every the Pee-wee thing? Joe?
But no, but now it's a theme.
If
of
you
the
say racism, it's like,
yeah, Tommy.
All right.
Exactly.
What's next?
It says L.A. cop resigns after texting, pulling a Ferguson on some monkeys.
On some monkeys? Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Damn, son. That is racist.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, sorry. Was Louisiana, not L.A.
Oh, white.
Regardless where it is.
Louisiana. So yeah. I've done that mistake before.
But he's definitely white. And he said he had 15 years on the force, and he resigned over the text messages.
Who'd he send
which he fantasized about violence against, quote, niggers and those African monkeys.
Well, I'm glad he separated it. It wasn't just the niggers. It was the African monkeys as well. he's not totally racist.
Fuck black people and bonobos monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, they have apparently the whole thing. You want to try and read this message?
You know what? Why read the message of a racist prick?
Yeah.
He obviously is going to be terrible.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Read it. It's going to be terrible.
So here's some quotes from it.
Do it in a southern twang.
Do I have a southern twang in my tool belt?
Learn it.
Nothing but a bunch of monkeys. And the only reason they have a job is this
goddamn nigger, Obama.
Is this nigger in them? What? I don't know what that means.
So he couldn't write.
I think he used it as a noun and as an adjective. That's actually quite clever.
Right. And he goes, I wish someone would pull a Ferguson on them and take them out. I hate looking at these African monkeys at work. I enjoy arresting those thugs with their saggy pants.
Sometimes
so he did end just, it he did go back so up like
that is
something he enjoys. He bookended it.
Now the question I got is not, you know, clearly a racist. Who did he send the text message to?
Probably
Obama. It was
Obama.
No, seriously, sometimes like sometimes things you do outside of work need to take effect of you. You know, in your work.
But I'm curious, like, how'd this get out?
It says he... Because
he was clearly very comfortable.
All I know is that I saw Kate Upton naked this week, so things get out.
Okay, apparently, so that's true.
He was
I've had mixed feelings about that whole thing.
He must have made, like, a... Okay. He must have made...
Vile things happening in Brian's mind.
Made, like, a habit of this, because he was being investigated for things just like this. When,
some people don't know when to quit. They caught
wind of him sending these texts to a female friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
Yes, I've seen the Kate Upton picture.
It's awesome.
He's got his fucking... Is that your wallpaper?
Yeah, obviously. Clearly.
I felt weird about those pictures, man. Because they felt invasive almost.
They are.
Very much.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You know, it's not like she gave it to, like, Playboy to
I kind of opted out of looking at most of that stuff.
No, I still look at it.
You're 100%
cool. I gave it a quick flip through, filed it mentally, and called it.
The first thing I thought of was, thank you, internet.
It's kind of fucked up, though.
You see the Jennifer Lawrence ones?
All right, Pete, here's the thing. If you don't want to see naked pictures of yourself, don't put them on a fucking camera.
All right. Yep. Who in this room has ever filmed themselves in the act?
Never.
No.
I'm alone in this one.
All right, eventually I'm going to see the sad-ass Pete Berg porno, and it's like...
It's like I'm just saying, imagining, like, this podcast ever went somewhere, and, like, you were a celebrity in a world where men were... In desire to be seen.
What do you want? Your porno has less hits than our podcast. Right.
It's like, I can see that the headlines on Huffington Post.
No, our podcast has at least a podcast has like almost 200 subscribers. It's right. Like your porno has.
It's good
because zippy
subscribers. People may have better be on certain.
It's like 30 or 40 great pumps and then like.
The headline will read.
Thank you
like,
for the 40.
Comic artist sex tape released. Cries at the end.
He's so happy. Is that no? It's not tears of sadness. Like oh my bad. It's just tears of happiness. It's like
the 45 minutes.
Thank you for bringing me there, man. I just love you.
It's the 45 minutes after of incessantly thanking her. That was
just picking apart the Turtles movie. It's just like she's like shut the fuck up.
They ruined it.
Like you know what? Not having sex with you.
For the record, just not a good movie.
No, just we not a loved good movie. It.
Yeah, it you're was awesome. Three, man.
You're in the minority.
Just not as far as movies go. I don't care what it's about. Just not a good movie. Next story.
Next story.
That's it for me.
That's that it. Is
it.
That oh is, shit! Yeah, right, we're doing Super People now.
Let's do it.
Stupid people.
All right, first one, straight out of Walmart.
Straight out of Walmart.
That's exactly what I thought.
I can't pronounce her name. Dejuna Marcel Tansmore. I assume Dejuna. Beautiful, striking, horrible woman.
No, I think the D is silent, like Django.
Django? Could be.
Juna.
She was trying to shoplift $85 worth of mayonnaise.
What? That's a good amount of mayonnaise. That's
a lot of fucking mayonnaise.
Was it from the Costco?
Where was she? We shoplift mayonnaise?
No, I respect it. It was from a regular grocery store. It was mad mayonnaise.
Was there watermelon along with this?
Oh, no.
No, Andy, mayonnaise is a white
rules.
Thing, man.
Cool, Andy. No, black people like that shit, too.
No, they don't.
Everyone likes mayo.
No, black people don't. It's mustard and hot sauce. Man.
Tuna? You don't have a little bit of mayo in
there?
First of all,
black people don't mess with the sea. All right? They don't eat fish.
Tuna is different, though. Right?
I don't know. They like catfish, right?
No, black men especially.
Sardines.
They don't even eat pussy.
What about crawdads? Eh?
Well, pork boy sandwiches is a whole story.
Right. So it's kind of give and take on that.
Anyway, she had $85 worth of mayonnaise, and laundry detergent, sitting in her shopping cart when she tried to make a break out of the place, when the loss prevention officer tried to grab it. Problem was, it was also her one-year-old niece sitting in the cart.
Oh, no.
Come on, Poogie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
So she wrestled with the guy a little bit, and then just took off, leaving behind the mayonnaise and the baby.
Wow.
So she did get the other item, though, right?
The laundry detergent.
She got she clean clothes. No, my tuna's a little dry. I lost a baby.
It's not even her baby too, which makes it extra funny.
Is it really?
It's
not
her niece.
Baby? Oh wow.
Oh sis, shit. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Lost your baby, but got detergent.
Priorities.
Well, where's the mayo? Damn it! Right. I sent you for one thing.
Look, dry sandwiches this week. I'm sorry.
Like your kid's property at Walmart now, but. You get to do the first load. Yes.
Unfortunately, she will be sold off.
Oh. I got you some snuggles.
I hope that wasn't another racist joke.
Time to play Guess the Bale.
Oh, let's see. It's obviously much less than two fat people fucking.
Well, two fat people fucking is like the worst offense you could ever make.
How much to bail out somebody who traded a baby?
$2,500.
$2,500?
That's a good guess.
$2,500.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go lower, 1,000.
Nope, not 1,000, not 2,500.
Less?
No, this is more.
More?
Wow.
2,500? 1,000?
It is $10,000.
For what? Still less than two fat people fucking.
Oh yeah.
The worst thing you could do is be fat and have sex in the park.
On a 90 degree day.
Doesn't matter if it's cold.
Listen, I think.
You know what? I agree. Abandoning a child for mayonnaise is. Not as bad as fat, disgusting sex in a park.
Fat sex is terrible.
Listen, the child's not going to remember that, but people have that moment of fat people fucking in their mind forever.
What if that was a child's first memory?
Well, remember that time Aunt DeJuna left me at the Walmart?
Fat Aunt DeJuna.
All right, next one.
Well, I just want to say real quick, if you're going on a fucking stealing spree,
wiggle.
Don't bring it.
Don't take one perishable item.
Well, let's hit the baby.
Are you gonna fucking?
Don't take the children.
She. $80 of that mayo.
What he's saying
bad.
Is most of that mayonnaise is gonna go bad.
Yeah.
And you don't even got like celery.
Unless
to, like,
you got
make
a lot of chicken salad to make.
Yeah.
Potato salad.
Does she own a deli?
It's gonna be next month.
All that salad's
getting
go bad.
Potatoes out in the face.
You know what? She probably would do. She would probably stand outside that store and start selling mayonnaise.
Visit the Jonas
got
mayo
this mayonnaise, man. I suck your dick with some mayonnaise.
What? She has all the mayonnaise.
Yo, drug addicts don't make sense, man.
That is a bad sales pitch.
I'll suck all your right. dick for the mayonnaise.
Here's
the mayonnaise. Let's go.
Let's move to Massachusetts, where a state trooper noticed something suspicious about a car he was following. When he pulled,
you almost got away with it.
It's that the 20-year-old woman driving it didn't have a license, and you know how he knew? She made a license plate out of cardboard and magic markers.
What, was it at least a sweet vanity plate?
Right. Does anybody want to say, Luke, can you see the picture too?
Oh, that is great.
It's not even close to being believable. I think I could pull it off, though.
It says Massachusetts with the license number and the spirit of America underneath.
Massachusetts spelled right or wrong?
And here's the problem. I believe the numbers are colored pencil.
Yeah.
Wait, is Massachusetts spelled right or wrong?
No, that looks right.
Looks good.
Yeah, that's right. Massachusetts. Yeah, two S's, yeah. Two T's. It's all there.
America, that's an A, not O, right?
And it's not even a proper square.
It's a rectangle, by the way.
No, it's like you cut it out with scissors, but you didn't really have coordination.
Right.
Oval. A big oval.
But my point is not convincing.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
That shit looks like she tore a piece off of a pizza box.
The one half of the pizza box, like you're splitting pizza or something.
But not the white side, the brown side.
The side with the American flag on it or something right. like that.
All right, you want to do a story out of... Oh, I love this one. I love India, the country, because it's not just stupid people, it's stupid...
Stupid sand.
All that sand in India. All the sand in... No, it's...
Great with tech support.
Stupid, like superstitions. Remember the witch doctors with the woman who... What was her thing?
I believe they said it was
she had a dildo on her or
something? Tang tang. Wow, Bing Bang.
No, she was eating coins or some shit.
She was
right?
eating coins, nails. And they sent her nails. To a witch doctor. And
she's like, bling, bling.
Turns out she was just eating coins because she was fucking nuts.
Right.
This story has a young lady who is being forced into a prearranged marriage to, quote, prevent evil, to ward off evil. The problem with this whole thing and that the parents are forcing this marriage is they married her to a dog. A stray
what
dog.
What kind of dog? Was lab? That's a definitely not evil dog.
It was a stray hound named Shiru.
Shiru's a terrible name for a dog.
The pooch even arrived, I'm reading this now, styling and profiling, as most grooms do, chauffeured in a car. They have four cars in this village. This dog gets one of them.
That dog's all like, bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee.
Right.
Where the white women at?
Give me some white women.
Just wow.
According to the mother, she said, "We have to spend money on this wedding. This is the only way we can get rid of her bad luck and ensure the benevolence of the village."
Marrying I gotta respect it, man.
To a fucking dog.
I think they just want her out of the house.
No, I gotta respect
She's
it, man.
She's 18.
Sometimes you're on a cold streak. You gotta look outside the box to break it.
I'm wondering if they're expecting kids.
So I got some bad luck going right now. Should I marry a dog?
No, you should sell your first daughter to a dog.
I don't have a daughter.
Get one. Okay. Sell it.
I'll buy one. Sell it. Flip that baby.
What are you talking about? You are absolutely able to make a daughter. Just get one, sell it. All of a sudden, we're on a winning
streak. There's a lot of process in that.
Just go to Walmart.
A great process that you love.
Yeah, dude. Walmart.
I love the process, but I'm talking the 9-month incubation. I need money
now,
sir.
That has nothing to do with
Walmart.
Yeah, steal a baby.
Look for
look for the one who left a winner
in the
some mayonnaise
in the hospital.
Right.
It's like, oh man, this baby. Oh, shake, like pick it up, listen to it, shake it a little bit. This one's a winner.
Right.
And marry that to a wolf. And then daddy's on a winning streak, son.
The old Red Riding Hood. Gotcha.
The old Red Riding Hood, it's called.
All right, let's continue our international tour to China, where a 25-year-old guy was so drunk that he found himself inside somebody's fifth-floor apartment, where a little girl woke up and spotted him. And his excuse was pretty sad. He said, "I'm Superman," stripped down to his underwear, and jumped out of the window.
Did he die?
No. But he did land on another roof that was way far down, and he ain't doing so hot.
I give this guy props for following through with the Superman.
You're not Superman. I'm Superman, you little whore.
His quote. What? His quote is actually, "She called my bluff."
No. He called her bluff.
Yeah.
He's like, she's like, "You're not Superman's," like, "I'm Superman." And fucking jumped off that roof. Regardless of him not being Superman, because he's clearly not. That, she's like, "Well, you know what? Superman would jump off the roof." So
either
I mean,
way,
I'm going back to bed.
One hell of a story for her later.
She's like, "I'm Superman.
I met Superman once.
Mom, Superman was here last night." So, well, how do you figure Man was still was here last night? Well, I called him out and he jumped off the roof. So
exactly, how did he get in?
Where I don't. I guess he
busted a hole through the door.
I'm assuming by the photos here,
he was like,
up, maybe a fire escape. I don't know. Yeah, like there was a fire escape there, so he probably climbed up that.
He climbed a fire escape. How tall is the building?
He went 5 stories up.
That's not that bad. Yeah. How far could it be?
To climb.
No, fall. I mean, it's gonna suck.
To climb when you're drunk, up, fucking.
Motherfuckers are crazy in New York City. They climb up like glass buildings, like 100 stories. Like they don't fuck around.
The yeah, but they're not drunk when they're doing that type
okay,
of shit.
Okay, well this guy's drunk, climbed 5 stories, not a huge deal.
Yeah. About fire escape.
Motherfuckers like tight rope walk in between the Twin Towers. Or when they were there.
When they were there.
I saw a thing on Netflix.
They made that documentary.
Yeah.
All right, let's do. Lou asked a question earlier. What's the stupidest thing you did to catch the eye of a lady? Yeah. What's the stupidest thing you ever did to get into a fight with a lady?
Hmm.
And what it cost know. You?
Cheat on her. Oh.
Did you get your present yet?
No.
Damn it, just
still right. Waiting on that one. Right. Thanks, Brian, with your awesome logic.
Start a fight. You know what? I don't know if it was stupid, but it wasn't my lady. It was just a lady. It was a friend's lady. She was a mega twat.
Twat.
And,
twat.
A mega twat.
I was trying to make up just some elaborate thing to call her out, and we ended up. This is when it was like middle school or something like that. So we engineered like a. Was it truth or dare? I had
engineered a very boring story.
You had some plan.
I
Long story short, nothing happened.
I pre-made the questions that everyone asked and made her cry, and that was like the happiest day for me for a long time. It was really happy.
Lou, running away from pussy since he became gay. Like,
no, she was gross.
Well, in the case of this story.
Sweaty?
Not sweaty, but she
sweaty gross is a bad gross.
That's an extra gross.
She banged a lot of dudes.
That's not gross. That's awesome.
Well, she banged them for drugs.
That's commendable.
She banged dudes for drugs.
She's got to get drugs somehow.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
There's always some way to pay.
There's always some way to pay. That is tattooed on Andy's stomach. In like Tupac, Detroit Tigers letters. It's like, always some way to pay.
Well, in this case, and yes, it's Florida. This guy got into a fight with his lady over the fact that he didn't buy her a McFlurry.
So wait, with M&M's or just a McFlurry?
Just, it doesn't state the flavor or the toppings.
Well, sometimes.
But it did say that she did set his car on fire.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Butterfinger toppings.
Refused to buy her a McFlurry shake. So she poured alcohol and gasoline all over his car and lit it on fire, then ran away.
I agree. With the that's the only bridge? Outcome. Oh yeah, that's the only outcome. If you don't get the flurry you need, then yeah, you light a motherfucker's car on fire.
Your car will be on fire. Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in the parking lot.
I would have also accepted.
It's the last McFlurry. No.
No. The last Pepsi. No. All right, yo. Next story, Pete.
All right. This is the Florida-erist. I don't know how to say it. Floridiest? Floridianiest? The most Florida story.
Is he
story.
A Florida artist?
That sounds right.
Okay. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
He said, like, Floridist or something.
A 19-year-old woman tried to, let's see, she tried to buy two Ray-Ban sunglasses worth $500 and a $100 GoPro camera off of a stolen credit card in Florida.
Wait, wait, time out. Two Ray-Ban sunglasses and a GoPro camera's $500? Well, was the GoPro camera like $400?
No, it was $100.
Holy shit.
Let's see. Then she also tried to buy a $400 spear gun.
Oh, for who? James Bond?
All with a stolen credit card.
Unless you were part of the SAS, you don't own spear guns.
Now, I bring you this story, which doesn't sound too wacky, right? Somebody tried to buy some stupid shit. Sure. Because of her name. 19-year-old Cherries Waffles Tennis.
Waffles? I love all three of those things.
That's what I think her parents are thinking.
Tennis?
Yeah, tennis is good, man.
Cherries, waffles, tennis.
Love waffles, love tennis, love cherries.
If we could somehow combine those two things.
To take off of David Tell, Pussy Pizza Santa.
Pizza Pussy Santa. Because everyone likes one of those.
Yep.
But yeah, she was stupid, got caught, and has the greatest name of all time. Cherries, waffles, tennis.
Oh, what a pussy galore.
That's not a real person, Brian. Cherry's Waffles is.
Yeah, Cherry's Waffles is not a real person either, I feel.
I'm looking at a photo of her, and she looks like she ate a lot of her first two names.
I was going to say.
Definitely Cherry's and the Waffles. Definitely the Waffles part. All right, next.
That's it for stupid people.
All right, so are we going to go to hashtag?
You want a hashtag?
Sure. We will shoot hashtag.
Let's hashtag with stupid right. people stuff.
Right. Hashtag!
It has to get louder every time.
Hashtag!
All right. I'll rehash the stories. You give the best hashtags. We got shoplifter takes $85 worth of mayonnaise, leaves baby behind. We got Massachusetts woman's cardboard license plate fails to fool state trooper. Woman in India marries dog to ward off evil. Cops nail Chinese robber pretending to be Superman. Woman sets car on fire after man refuses to buy McFlurry, and Florida woman named Cherry's Waffles Tennis turns to life of crime.
All right, so what's the first one?
Walmart shopper leaves $85 worth of mayo and leaves the baby behind.
Okay.
Who wants to kick it off?
Hashtag. Let's see if you can keep up with me on this one. Chili's baby back ribs.
I want my baby back.
You had to make a leap, but you're there.
That's a stretch, dude.
Yeah. Hashtag condiments.
Okay.
I like your commitment to that.
Condiments with a KH in
front. Yeah, KHAN. Dumbins.
Andy?
B-Man
Straight nuts. Straight nothing.
So hashtag
spitting nothing, guys.
B-Mayo. Andy wins.
That song is...
My all I need is mayo. Fuck.
What is it?
All I need is mayo.
Is that with, like...
I'm going with condiments for that one.
All right,
next one. Massachusetts woman's cardboard license plate fails the fool state trooper.
Let's see.
Okay.
Dead Air is awesome.
Yeah,
guys.
I love that shit.
I want my baby back.
You got anything then?
The Massachusetts one?
Yeah.
Hashtag, Salem bitch trials.
It was Massachusetts.
Okay, I got it. Hashtag personal license. Personalized life.
Literally.
I believe what Andy's going for is hashtag vanity plate.
Andy, be real literal.
Hashtag license plate drawn by magic marker.
Oh, man.
Lou?
I don't know.
Please don't don't force me to give any of those other two a point.
Leonardo da bitch. I don't know.
You have negative one.
I was trying to do something punny with an artist, but it wasn't working.
There's nothing punny about any of it.
Next.
Woman in India marries dog to ward off evil.
Hashtag, I married a bitch.
Okay, that's better. All right.
Wow, that's good.
Hashtag outsourcing.
Okay.
Hashtag Sandy wedding.
I'm giving Lou negative two. I'm giving Andy a point for
sand. All right. It's all they have.
Chinese robber pretends to be Superman. Fucking jumps out a fifth story window.
Hashtag watch me fly.
Hashtag up up and away, Roo.
Roo?
Up up and away.
That's Japan, dude.
It doesn't matter.
It's Asia, right?
Splitting hairs again, Pete.
Is hashtag is Superman eating a dog?
Huh?
No points that round.
Because they eat dogs? Okay.
Woman sets car on fire after man refuses to buy McFlurry.
You're as cold as ice!
Hashtag burn baby burn.
Lou?
Hashtag McFury?
McFury?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take away one of your negatives.
Okay. I'm back.
All right.
Back in the game.
Last one. Florida woman named Cherries Waffles Tennis turns to life of crime.
I don't know. Andy, what do you got this time?
Hashtag breakfast has gone bad.
Okay. Andy wins, I guess. That's so stupid.
I know. Dude, that's the brilliance of Andy B. Rule's hashtag, though.
Okay, anybody else?
I don't think it'd be the retardedness of that shit. Wait, repeat the story one more time.
What did you do again?
Florida woman named Cherries Waffles Tennis
turns
to life of crime.
Okay, fruit food sport.
Boo. Lou?
I don't know. Cherry waffles on life? I don't know.
What?
What? She's waffling.
Negative two, bitch.
That was better than
next up on the poll, Cherry's Waffles Tennis.
That was better than fucking pancakes and what did you say?
Pancakes, Cherry's Waffles Tennis. I was like, cherries, fruit, waffles,
yeah,
pancake thing, and then tennis sport.
I don't know.
Oh look, I had nothing. What are you offering me?
I'm giving it to Andy, and he wins the game.
What did you say again?
Andy just said retarded shit. He was like, what are
you it's breakfast going bad. Cherry's waffles?
Like, breakfast
and
going
like,
bad.
And he's like, gummy bear pizzas! Oh, man! Alright, so what we got going on now?
What do you want to do?
You know.
You can play another game.
Alright, wait, well, let's do the game where we do the new voices, man. The new game.
Let's do the new game.
Yeah, I got it.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I do have it. One second.
Alright, the one we tried out last week.
Oh, wrong one.
Yeah, what can making a movie be? Well, let's find out and see. So sit right back and relax. It's the movie with Painted Black. Oh, it's the movie Painted Black.
So we're going to recreate all these stories.
Some of them.
With our characters that we do in the show that you've grown to know and love.
So maybe Pete, grown to know.
And or / love.
Potentially.
Okay, so Lou, let's get your story that we're
All right, do. So I'm going to say Man stabs roommate for being too loud during threesome.
Okay, so we're going to create the threesome.
We need two men and two women, presumably.
Two men and two ladies. So here we're going to do, I'm going to pull it out of my hat right here. Right now we got the Crypt Keeper as Pete Berg.
Shit.
We got Ronald McDonald as Lou.
That guy has a voice?
Look, you can have it your way, Lou. Right? Like, okay. We got Gwen Stefani as Andy B. Rules. All right. So how'd the story start here?
Dude was having a threesome. His friend comes home and is like, keep it down. And when they don't, he stabs him.
All right. So Lou and Pete are the threesome and Andy B., you are... I'm sorry. Lou and Andy B are the threesome, and Pete comes home. Keep it down, because I forgot I gave him the girl character.
Wait. I got focused on some...
Isn't there two girls and two guys?
We got the
two. Why don't you pick the thing with four characters?
I don't know. You want me to try and find another?
Yeah, try a different one.
All right. Let's see what I got. The Racist Clown.
Racist Clown, great one. All right. How many characters in that one?
Racist Clown, and we'll just say one pedestrian.
Okay, Ronald McDonald.
Again, he has a voice.
And what did I give you?
Crypt Keeper.
And the Crypt Keeper. So the Crypt Keeper is the black lady. Okay, ready? Okay, and you get the balls to throw out the clown, and Crypt Keeper, go.
Shouldn't it be the... I'm trying to think of how he even sounds. I'm blanking. I guess we'll play this dunk tank.
Lou.
I'm going to try and manufacture.
You're Ronald McDonald.
What the fuck
Ronald
does McDonald. Ronald McDonald sound like?
Yes. You could fucking...
He didn't have a voice for like 20 years. I'm just going to try and look racist.
Okay.
Look racist on a
podcast. Time. Let's kill it here. All right, let's have a new story. And I'll make.
I think it's a fine story. Ronald McDonald isn't a voiceable
motherfucker.
Character.
Just do new story.
All right. It's the dude who got caught because he was petting kittens.
Well, can we have two people in the story? Like, it's not the kittens and the guy.
We could have the pursuing officer.
Meow.
The guy.
Andy doing his best cat.
I guess it's just. That's all I got for, like...
Okay, so we're moving on to Pete.
Pete. You want me to pick a stupid person?
Please pick a stupid person. All
right, let's do the marriage of the woman to the dog.
Okay, I'm fine. Okay, the woman is Gwen Stefani, Lou, and the dog is Yogi Bear, me. Okay.
And so, for good measure, Andy, you are the father of the bride. Give me a voice. Hit him.
No, leave any out of this. He's,
all right.
Okay, So sorry, Lou. Okay, so you're marrying me.
Right.
You're
Gwen Stefani. And you're a lady, I'm the dog.
Okay. I ain't no hollaback girl.
Well, you ain't no hollaback girl. Hey, boop. What are we gonna do about all these picnic baskets?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man.
I think at this point I'm gonna tell you to don't speak. No, just what you think.
Okay, we need to take another time out. Another time out of Peter Black.
Okay.
Give me a new story.
I don't have it.
All right,
he's gotta find one.
Okay. Like, let's do. Let's try this again. All right. Let's do.
This went so much better last week.
So the conversation between the cop and the woman with the cardboard license plate.
Okay, Yogi Bear is the woman with the cardboard license plate, and the cop is Michael Caine, pizza cop. Okay.
Do you know why I pulled you over there?
Was it because of my bogus license plate?
Well, yes.
Look past the cupboard and read into the plate.
Is that a state-sanctioned license given to you by the DMV?
Clearly, it isn't. It's cardboard. I'm a bear in a car.
I'm going to look past the license plate I'm going to write you a citation for being a bear in a car. Why'd I turn Australian all of a sudden? All of a sudden, I'm Paul Hogan.
You smell like a picnic of baskets. Hey, boop, boop. Does he smell like picnic baskets?
Yeah, Yogi.
You sound shockingly like Boo Boo. Like in your normal voice.
I don't know. Sorry, he's too taken back by Boo Boo.
Alright, let's try another one.
Yeah. Let's try another one, alright.
Alright. Wow. We need more voice work.
I know.
Let's do the conversation between the man and the woman. Mm-hmm. Right before she sets his car on fire.
How about the Superman one? I like that one.
You want to do the Superman?
Oh, what's
Superman
one? One?
The conversation between the little girl and the drunk guy who pretended to be Superman before flying out a window.
Let's just say the little girl is Harley Quinn. Okay.
Okay.
Pete, all right. You're Harley Quinn. And Superman is Andy B. Rules.
Okay, so you stumbled drunk into the apartment?
What's all that noise out there?
Hey.
Did we even give him a voice to do?
Yeah, fucking Superman.
Superman.
I thought you just meant he's the Superman guy.
What are you doing in my house? Where's Mr. J?
Mr. J, I thought this was my house.
It's not your house, Supes.
Well, I saw with my x-ray vision that you were in some type of trouble.
Very literal of you, fucking
way to give me a lot to work with.
What seems to be the problem here?
Nice jokes, Jay. Holy shit, this is a little rougher than I thought.
I think you're overestimating our improv skills.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Okay, so let's just do one last tragedy here.
Yeah.
With fucking me and someone else. Let's just hear the story.
Let's do the McFlurry one. Right before she sets her car on. The car on fire.
The car on fire.
He won't go get a McFlurry. She sets his car on fire. What did the conversation sound like?
Okay, so Lou, you're Ray Romano. You're... he's the Flurry maker?
There was a couple in a car. All right. She wants a McFlurry. He won't get it. She sets car on fire.
All right, Lou, you're the guy who won't get the flurry. And I'll be a chick, I guess. I'm going to be a... give me a chick character. Anyone. Just throw it at me.
April
O'Neil?
Somebody with a voice that's recognizable.
Yeah.
Wilma.
Wilma.
Wilma? Okay, I'll be Wilma.
Let's get off Hanna-Barbera characters.
Right.
Well, you can go with Xena and Warrior Princess.
You're, you're Cersei Lannister.
Cersei? I'd rather go with Xena. All right, I'm Xena, the Warrior Xena Princess. Okay, so set scene. You ask for the food. Ask for the food from the lady. The, Xbox.
May I take your order?
Did you say Xbox?
What is happening?
So, ask for the food. Shit, this fucking thing bombed so bad. You guys suck.
You're the one who came asking for Xbox. What the fuck is going on?
Look, I'm losing it a little bit. I am. Okay? But when you guys, we'll throw out random characters, you know? We'll fucking just adapt. None of you niggas adapted. Shit. Okay?
Listen, I nailed Boo Boo.
I threw Boo Boo to you.
You are Boo Boo. You're a tiny little bear of a man.
I'm okay with that.
Holy shit. Okay, so.
So we'll fix this in post?
Price of admission. You're the one handing out Ronald McDonald as a voice.
People like, hey guys, have it your way. Like something.
That's literally his voice. He's like, hi, I'm Ronald McDonald.
Right?
He doesn't sound so straight faced, man. He's not like, hello, my name's Ronald McDonald.
Have a happy meal.
That's everything you've done. Your face has been crying for too long. Okay, so let's hear the movies, Pete. And you want to get rid of Living in America?
I should practice my things in front of the mirror.
Just before I knew you were going to be throwing
bullshit.
Bullshit. Like, I threw Boo Boo Bear, who he nailed. I threw Gwen Stefani. Thank you, Andy.
And no, I did that one.
You did?
Yeah, I thought I did all right.
I did too.
He was Lou's. He was Lou's. Lou's Gwen Stefani was my favorite. I think I'll tell you to holla back, girl.
Right. I mean, I don't know what she said.
I should tell you.
At least I tried to do something.
Don't speak.
I know what you... All right, so let's just go.
I didn't know it was about making references.
I mean, that's all I could think of.
You can tell we're past the summer movies because everything out is shit now. In fact, the highest rated movie this week is a re-release of Forrest Gump. Who knew that was happening?
What?
Really?
I love you, Janae.
Janae. You're a whore.
I don't know. I just keep running.
This is, by the way, Dosan's favorite movie.
I relate to that character.
Okay, Pete... Make a note in your mind. Forrest Gump is now in your wheelhouse. Of voices.
I seriously love you, Janai.
It's an easy one. The two of you
it wasn't even an impression.
It's good enough.
I was just talking real slow.
That's good anyway, enough, I think.
Good right. enough. I think so that's what's a key
this
word.
Week, Pete?
All right, first movie, we have The Identical. Does anybody know this movie?
Is it like The movie? Thing, no. but not...
It stars Ray Liotta, Seth Green, Ashley Judd, Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants. It's identical with twin brothers are separated at birth during the Great Depression. Their parents just can't afford to bring them both in a life of poverty, so one is adopted.
Boring.
Blah, 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 blah. They have two different upbringings, but they have a shared passion for music, causing their lives to unknowingly intersect as they experience a powerful, mysterious connection often felt by twins. 2 hours, hour 47... PG.
This is a translation from boring.
I never heard of this thing.
No.
Straight up snooze fest.
Not one commercial, nothing.
No. Yeah, dude, I bet you it's a bunch of commercials for like dumb things you don't want
to
watch.
It
yeah.
sounds like straight to video.
This is DVD type. Well, this is the time of year where it's like the summer movies are done,
right?
But we're not yet into the holiday season movies. So you're going to get a lot of shit.
Dreck.
It's all direct. So, Lou, why don't you play our game theme, please?
All right.
Yo, while Brian left the room, that was an awful game, no?
Yes!
That was some bullshit.
We just need to write.
Probably should have discussed everything before the show.
We have to discuss the voices prior.
Clearly. That's it. Like, we all have some impressions, right?
Yeah.
Like, it could be Ray Romano and Adam Sandler have a conversation. Anyway.
I can do a Macho Man.
Give me a Macho Man.
Yeah, please.
Ooh, yeah!
Well, everyone does ooh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was acceptable.
Give another line. Give a snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim!
That was all right.
Passable.
And good enough.
Good enough.
That's all we
I think that should be the slogan for the show.
It just needs to be recognizable.
Paint it black.
Good enough. Enough.
Welcome back.
It won't can't get canceled.
Let's do The Identical, Rotten Tomatoes, closest without going over, the critic score. Why is everyone playing with their phones? You cheating?
No, no.
No, no. I don't care about that.
It's these two guys.
The Identical sounds terrible. Message. I'm going to say 15.
I'm going to give it a 25.
Wow, it's quick.
15 and 25.
I'm going to go 35.
No points awarded. This movie's at a 4.
Jesus. Oh, damn. Christ. I thought like it had at least, what would you call, some B-listers, so that's worth 20 points, I thought, at least.
Let's see who plays the main... The guys who play the main character... Blake Ryan plays both twins.
Who's Blake Ryan?
No idea. And his picture on IMDb is a little silhouette of a nothing.
Jeez. Homeless man.
And he is the fifth build.
Wow.
In his own movie. Where he plays two characters.
Sounds terrible.
There hasn't been a good twin movie since...
You know.
Double Impact.
Since what?
I said Double Impact.
Double Impact.
Not that that was good, but that's the only twin movie I can think of.
Well, it's also twin shit, too.
Why is your dog licking my leg?
Oh, that's
dogs are weird.
He's fighting around the world.
Fighting around the world. All right, let's do the next one, The Longest Week.
Is that like The Longest Yard just keeps going?
All right, I literally just read the worst character name I've ever heard.
What is it?
Affluent and aimless Conrad Valmont lives a life of leisure in his parents' prestigious Manhattan hotel.
Right.
Conrad Belmont?
In the span of 1 week, he finds himself evicted, disinherited, and love. And gay.
Right.
Hour and a half, PG-13, starring Jason Bateman, Billy Crudup, and Olivia Wilde, and Jason Jenny Slate.
Bateman? Is this supposed to be that family comedy with him in it?
Only one I recognize is Olivia Wilde.
I'm like, you don't know Jason Bateman?
Arrested Development.
You don't know Billy Crudup?
No.
He's the guy in The Watchmen.
Yeah. You don't know Jenny Slate?
Nope. No.
Nobody knows Jenny Slate, but she's cute. Look her up.
Okay.
She's super fun. Comedian. Longest week, what do you give it?
0. Because the last one was so fucking terrible. Like.
Right. I guess I'll go next. Well, Jason Bateman, I think, has been on the decline.
No, Bad Words is awesome.
What was?
Bad Words.
His last few, he hasn't been on the decline.
Hasn't he?
What were his last few movies?
The one with the fat girl?
Oh, Identity Thief. That sucked. That's more her fault. No.
Him and somebody else that... I forget. I don't know. The fact that we can't name it means he's been on the decline.
I'm going to look it up.
30.
You're going 30.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's generous. I shouldn't have done that.
But Andy B. Rules?
Too late.
Sounds horrible, so I'm going to give it 12.
All right.
Oh, you just snuck in.
You bitch.
Brian Zero was the front runner. It's a 13.
Wow. There you go. Andy B. Rules theme song now. Do I have one for him?
Mm-hmm. This show died of quick death.
Oh, shit. I love is trust you if I can't see your face at night. I don't know who we're talking about. That's effed up, Lou.
That suits you, Andy. Well, right. I got your theme song queued up. Just in case you win.
Who?
Him.
Brian?
I finally got it ready.
Oh, you know. Goodbye, horse.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got Jason Bateman's movies here.
Yeah,
his last one, Bad Words, which I didn't see, but Brian liked.
I loved it.
Identity Thief, that was crap. Mansum was a good documentary. Horrible Bosses was good. The Change Up had its moments. Paul was good. Up in the Air, that's a good movie. Extract, that's a good movie.
Really?
Invention of Lying, that's not a good movie, but it's creative. Couples Retreat, that's a pile of shit.
Jason Bateman was in that? Invention of Lying?
I guess.
I don't even fucking
He's listed as Doctor, so he wasn't a big role.
I don't even remember
him. Like
the only thing I liked about that movie is their handling of religion.
Right, I liked the concept, but the execution was...
You could tell it was Ricky Gervais this stretching into his atheist writing abilities, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Alright, that's it. That's movies. That show.
Let's just jam to this for...
This is my show right here.
The remainder.
You want this quietly bounces?
Oh, yeah.
Did I win something? What's going on?
I don't know. We're just jamming. I wanted to pick us up after that.
The game.
The poor showing that we did.
That's on all of us, guys.
Yeah.
That's on all of us.
Especially you, Pete.
Yeah.
Just bomb.
No one believes that Harley Quinn.
Doesn't matter.
Right. No, actually, that was okay.
At least I went for it.
No, that was all right.
Where were you? Where were you during the...
Boo-boo?
You said good one, Yogi.
Yeah.
One line.
In your normal voice.
But you were florid.
Because you sound like Boo-boo. You have the sound and stature of Boo-boo Bear in real life.
Yeah.
That's why I chose Boo-boo for you, man.
Give me one more reading of that. Say good one, Yogi.
Good one, Yogi.
There you go, right? He is Boo Boo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what other voices do you think you can do? Definitely do.
That I can do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Any Hanna-Barbera guys, since we're on that?
I've been
Exes! A stage left!
My new thing is...
That's a great one.
I've been watching
the new... That guy is so gay.
My new thing is I've been watching the new Doctor Who series that just started, and I just watched How to Train Your Dragon 2, so I've been doing nothing but Scottish accents.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for the Link.
He'd be Roddy Piper.
Link?
It's Roddy Piper.
Wait, Link?
The link between How to Train Your Dragon and
Doctor Who. Like Link from Zelda. Like,
yeah! I was gonna say, yeah. Does he have a
That's
voice?
That's his only line.
What?
He doesn't have like a true voice, right?
Link? No.
He never in any game? No.
It's just a bunch of
action noises. Word.
Brian's a mess over there.
We killed him inside.
A little bit.
He's demoralized.
Did you see the new Doctor Who?
Not yet. I've seen his face.
There's just this great moment when he's attacking a homeless man in London. He's going, "Give me your coat! Give me your coat!" Over and over, it's my favorite line
they
reading.
They punched my teeth!
Guy took my teeth and punched them.
Shit, it's on repeat.
I was wondering why you kept playing it.
They took my teeth.
Alright. You guys want to call it?
I cannot even bubbles.
Sure. Oh, but yo, I want to just throw out next week is our 100th episode. Is going to be a huge episode.
Yeah, don't let this one put you off.
No, this one's a great episode, I feel. It's always a great episode. When you have fun. When you're painted black, even though we can't ad-lib except for myself and maybe no one else, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
No, listen, Andy...
You were bringing that in.
I am horrible. Right? I know
Andy brought it with Superman.
Yeah. He was like... you're fucking Ronald McDonald. It's like, what's a Ronald McDonald?
He had a voice? Right.
I tried to prep you by saying, like
something. I don't know.
Didn't we do this game before?
That could have been Krusty to
This is why we stopped ad-libbing, because you motherfucker.
No, but the last time we played it differently, is that you were reenacting a scene from a movie.
I know, and you guys couldn't handle it. It was terrible.
But I felt like it was better because we got to choose our own voices.
Right.
You didn't, because it was the character's voices still. It was like, hey, we're doing Batman. Look at Batman.
Oh, that's because they resorted to strictly noises.
Right.
Well,
still maintain that my PETA from the Hunger Games was a funny moment.
It was just Droopy Dog, and it was all right. It, you know,
again, Hanna-Barbera.
They have the answer to everything.
I do. I could have been...
Look, this week, guys, I'm giving you homework.
Next time, just do El Kabong.
Guys, this week, I'm giving you homework, son. Everyone get a Mad Libs and fill it out, and then come back here and bring something special.
Okay, you be El Kabong, and I'll be his little pal. What's his name?
Oh,
Captain Caveman!
No, not that dude.
No, his name was, shit.
And I'd be like...
Oh, Baba Louie.
Baba Louie. You'd be like, Baba Louie. And I'd be like, Quick Straw.
Hey, Baba Louie.
Quick Straw.
Kabong!
All right, so let's just end it. And then next week, you gotta remember, it's not 100 show.
Next week, I'm picking the voices. I'm gonna be like, Cats, you're Tom, he's Jerry. Go.
Then speak.
Go. Exactly.
I'm a cat. I hate you, Tom. Fuck you, mouse.
That was okay.
I'm Tom. You're my cat. You said fuck you, mouse.
I don't know.
Not believable, Jerry.
Which is which?
He hates his own race.
I don't like mice.
So let's give us the old send-offs here.
Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comic. Like us on Facebook. Email us paintbugcomics@gmail.com. And look for us at New York City Comic Con coming up soon.
What's the new book we're going to release?
Seventh Fear.
And if our other writer, Kaz, feels like it, we'll also...
Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort.
And if Lou feels like coloring some shit, the Hallowed.
Southern Hallowed.
In color. Right.
And join the Seventh Fear Facebook page. It's getting a little traction, and I wanted to have more. So do that. It's on...
Follow us on Twitter. Because I've got some new stuff, too.
And you get to look at drawings.
Drawings, and I've been meaning to post Mundanians.
Dick pics.
Oh, Mundanians.
Mundanians. I did.
Anyway, what's our booth number?
583.
583. So, do that. See us there. All right. Need to come up with, some term that people who actually listen can say to us, and it's, secret code.
Anything racist. Come to us and be like, what's up, cracker? What's good, my muff?
I'm going to say...
What's good, my listener?
What's good, my listener?
The catchphrase is obviously...
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face!
Yes.
There's no denial. You
get a free hat and or t-shirt.
Threaten us with pizza, get free shit.
If someone comes up and says, yumma dum dum, it might be a coincidence. But there is no fooling.
Next motherfucker to moves getting pizza in the face.
Can we agree they don't have to say it in that cadence? Or do they have to say it in that?
No, I don't have to say it. But you will get from me the same cadence that I put out in that little sound clip.
Okay.
If you came up and you really wanted, it's like, yo, Brian, can you just give me a next motherfucker? I'd be like, 100%. The next motherfucker that moves getting pizza in the face.
And then he hits you with a pie. Yeah. We're going to have Elio's.
A pizza pie. That's not a pie. That's a square.
Well, it's portable. We got to work with the space we're given. Do you have room for a pizza oven at the booth?
I have what's those little like hot plates.
Yeah, a hot plate and a DiGiorno. All right. So for myself and Brian and Lou and Andy, close the door behind you.
Happy 99th.